Oh, murder, murder, murder. Well done, Mary. He's a little prince. No, he's a king. He is the son of God, I'll have you know. Can't wait for them three wise men to come along. Acting decent. Bit of Brennan's bread, a lovely cup of lions. Tato, oh, I'm starving. I'm just raging he's been born in a barn. He's going to be leaving the door open all his life.
He's the only person who can actually say, yeah, I was born in a barn. Ellen also has a beautiful one for us.
Joseph, we better get out of here, bye. They want us to go.
You're serious? What do they want us to go like? Let's go to Macroom, I suppose. Up on the bus. Hello, welcome to Macroom. What are you doing here?
We need a place to stay. I'm just about to pop, like.
Come on, bye. Will you give us something? Do you know now? We're all full.
Hello? What's up with you, girl?
You need a place to stay?
Sure, hop into the barn. Pop. Wah, wah. I'm a crumpian. A cock boy. I'm a crumpian. Happy Christmas.
I'm a crumpian.
Oh, McCrumpians need to be in existence all over the world.
They are. I had no idea that's what McCroomers were called. McCrumper. Oh,
amazing.
McCrumpians.
Niall has sent us this beautiful tale.
And so Mary and Joseph arrived into a dark, dreary town. And Mary said to Joseph, "What's this place, Joseph?" And Joseph said, "Mary, this is Clonmel. We'll find shelter here and we'll have our baby." So they called to Mulcahy's, but Mulcahy's was full. And Befani's was full too, and Hearn's Hotel was full. So they decided to go to old Tesco's car park. But they had to remember to bring their ticket with them because there are no payment facilities at the gate.
Another Niall is really lost.
Lads, we may be wise men and all that, but I haven't a clue where SJ's the stable is. Anyone got an air code?
And Fergal Nadi sent us this one.
Oh, you okay, Mary? Oh, am I okay? I'm 9 months pregnant, and you want to go on a big walk over to Bethlehem. You stupid idiot, yeah. I hope you have a place to stay sorted.
This is it here.
A stable? Oh, this is typical you, Joseph. Typical you. Oh, get me off this donkey.
What is wrong with that donkey anyway? Nothing wrong with that donkey. Sure, he always talks like that.
You can keep them coming in. What would the nativity be like if it all happened in Ireland?
David Walsh is from Limerick, and he's given us this nativity.
Mary, push over there till I get up on that donkey, will you? Sure, he can't carry the two of us. He'll break his back. Well, my back is breaking out from walking down along here. This is a long walk, like, know what I mean? And you're chilling up on top of a donkey. Yeah, sure, aren't I pregnant? Not my child.
My father-in-law was left babysitting our very clingy three-year-old, so we left them a crib to set up. When we got back, the two wise men and Joseph had lost their heads. He took them away to glue them back together. Now Joseph has a white body and a black head, and one of the wise men has a black body and a white head.
Well, another one from Peter in Bantry says, and this seems to be happening all over the country. Dave, this one's for you. 1 year, accidentally knocked one of the three wise men out of the crib. His head came clean off. So I got some blue tack and pulled the head off one of my brother's Lord of the Rings action figures and stuck that on the shoulders of the now decapitated wise man. To this day, my parents haven't noticed that one of the three wise men has the head of Aragorn from Lord of the Rings on him. I suppose he does look quite Jesus-y, El Aragorn.